So Brendan, a couple of disappointing losses for both sides on the weekend. What was the main focus of training?
Yeah, I think last week, you know, the blue skies of it was we're getting the ball inside 50. We've grown, I think, by about plus 10, 55 or 56 inside 50s we're averaging. So there's some growth there. And we're not giving up considerable amount of inside 50s against in the last 2 weeks. However, when they do get through, they're scoring. So just some detail in and around our defensive mechanism. There's a lot of players that haven't worked through that together for a long time, and so that's building. So we need to tighten up the uncontested marks against and defend with some more intent, and there's a bit of detail and understanding around that.
Getting those inside 50s, what is the problem? What's the chief problem? You talk about the defensive side of things, but is it ball movement? Is it something else as far as turning those inside 50s into more scoreable?
Yeah, it's always a combination in terms of going inside 50 and trying to get more scores of patterns being run and decision-making with the ball. So there's that, and then what pressure the opposition put on you. So all those things contribute to whether or not you score or don't score. It's no more complex, really. Decision-maker with the ball, patterns being run by our players, and then the pressure the opposition put on, they determine whether or not you score or don't. Yeah.
Looking forward to getting back to Tassie this week?
Yeah, I'll be forever indebted to Tassie. You know, I had a really good time there. I learned a lot around coaching and life in that time, and I'm really privileged to have the opportunity to coach at senior level and looking forward to going back to our home state, which helped me on that journey.
Different ground for most of your players, I guess. Does that play any sort of factor, or how do you deal with an unfamiliar sort of surrounding?
It's very familiar ground for me. I understand it really well. Every ground you play at that's different, you go and do some homework on, and you adapt your game plan accordingly. Usually only little subtle things on that, but it's quite a narrow ground, and there can be some wind at times. So, and typically Tassie, there's usually a bit of drizzle too.
Is there any coincidence that you've gone there in the JLT, you've gone there again now? Have you put a push behind the club playing more games in Tassie? Or?
No, that's just coincidence, yeah. It's just the way it panned out. I like the environment down there in terms of camps because you can... The grounds are quality, and you can get into the outdoors pretty quickly, so it's a good bonding place to go.
Important cog in your defence, Caleb Marshbank, missing the next month. Who comes in to replace him?
Yeah, well, it's with any player like a Sam Doherty, you don't actually replace the person. The system's got to hold up and hold enough pressure on the ball. But in saying that, there's guys like Cam O'Shea who may get an opportunity to play that role. Yeah.
That's far away Sam Rowe.
Well, Sam Rowe's played... he hasn't got through a full game yet. So once that happens and we then start to assess form, but coming off a 12-month injury, we've got to build his game time up. Once that's ticked off, the next step's to look at form.
Brett Scott put the heat on Todd Goldstein yesterday. How do you see that battle playing out with him and crew?
Right, I didn't realise. I haven't checked that story, so I don't understand what was said there. But no, both quality ruckmen, so... Critical part of the game. They've got some strong bodies in and under Goldstein and Zeeble and Cunnington and co. So the supply battle is a really important part to winning the game.
Jacob Waring's not in his best form. Do you think he's better off coming back to the VFL, maybe getting a bit of confidence, or can you continue to stick with him?
I'll back him in, like I said last week.
With three losses in a row, how important, you talk about like some sort of improvement areas, how important is it to actually get a win on the board for belief and that sort of thing?
The belief gets lost if you don't know how to come out of situations and you're not sure and don't have clarity. We've articulated here earlier what some areas of growth for us are, and we're working really hard to grow those. Any win just gives you a little bit more validation and you feel really good about the scenario, but our players aren't down in the dumps by any stretch of the imagination, nor of our coaches. We're in fact really determined to try and get results, and we go into every game trying to win. It's not like it's a sombre mood or anything like that. It's more of a determination. Yeah.
Charlie Gurner has been one of your shining lights to start the year. How have you seen his start to the season?
No, he's a terrific talent. He's still learning a lot around how to defend and body positioning as a forward, but I think all blue bags should be pretty excited about Charlie. He's got a big engine and he's... a strong mark, so he's a difficult matchup for opposition.
How important is the messaging coming from you, Brendan, to the fans during these tougher times?
Yeah, I think the main thing that the blue baggers want is absolute clarity and understanding about where we're at. I know they wanted 2 years and a few games ago to go to the draft and build, so we've done that. There's a lot of turnover of list, and now they need to grow together. The story doesn't change. We're not going to deviate. We can't. There's just a reality that there's some guys that haven't played together for a long time, and in age and experience, that's not there yet. But our supporters must know that we're holding them to account in how to defend, moving the ball better. It's not like that's not happening, and I think they appreciate that.
And as much as you talk about wanting to win every week and you want to get results, which is of course every AFL coach is, how long is this rebuild going to take, do you think? Is there some sort of estimate you can put down, or you're 2 years away from finals?
You can only look at history and look at other clubs, so that's for you guys to go and do the hunting on. But what I do know is there has been a club that stripped it right back, and we've gone to the draft. How long that takes, you know, I know a lot of people want me to say it's 1 year, it's 2 years, it's 3 years, and then all there is a big story that we haven't got there, or we have got there quicker. We're just concentrating on sticking to that plan, growing as a club, and in time, we'll look at the free agency market when it's there and it's the right time for us. We'll look at uncontracted players. But it was always going to be, in the first few years, going to the draft. So we've got a foundation, because this club doesn't want to fall off the cliff again. We want to build and be sustainably strong. The only way you can do that is in the first few years, when you've stripped it right back, is go to the draft. That doesn't give our players an out. It just means that we're not deviating. We're rock solid in that. And at the right time, we look at uncontracted players and free agency market. But we're not going to do that until we think we're at a foundation of talented youth that's played some games.
One of those draftees, part of your rebuild, is Harry Mackay. How far away is he in getting into the senior
team? Like all blue bag, as I would have thought, and supporters and media, because he's a big key forward, we really want him to be in our AFL side, me included. But for the 3 years he's been here to date, or 2 and a bit years, Harry unfortunately has had body issues. He hasn't completed a full pre-season. He hasn't had any continuity of games, and he's playing one of the most difficult positions. So we're trying now to build consistency. So when he does come in the AFL, he's not in and out. He can get in there and stay there. Again, all part of the plan. I'm in a hurry, as much as any other Carlton supporter, to have Harry in our team. We want him in there. But we don't want him in there and in and out and all over the place. And the only reason that it hasn't happened yet is, as I've just articulated, he has had no continuity with his body to get through consistent training and pre-seasons, and no continuity in consistent amount of games. It's no more complex than that. But is the will and want to have him there? Yeah, of course it is. It's just got to get the timing right.
Is there a point where you say, we're going to put Harry in the AFL side for 5 straight weeks, regardless of what happens, we're just going to give him a run?
We'll put him in there when, I've just been really clear, when his body allows him to be in there, when he's got continuity, so he can stay in there. We don't just throw him in there randomly and say, oh, we're just going to do it all of a sudden. just not going to happen that way. There's a plan behind it. It's an educated decision. Informed decision.
That's Sam Kerridge and Nick Graham, blokes knocking the door at 28 and 32, I think, on the weekend consistently.
Yeah, they're in and around the mark, so they're in contention, yeah.